Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. I got started doing GMRS stuff with a couple of friends of mine locally here to expand our communications, and this was several years ago, and kind of put it to bed for a while because it wasn't that useful. And then the next time I cracked open the GMRS radios, I discovered that there were a whole bunch of GMRS repeaters in the area that popped up. So we've been working those pretty hard in the area. And I decided to get my technician's license last summer, cleared that in July, and I started playing with the 2-meter stuff. Haven't done a whole lot of 70-meter, but now that I'm getting into DMR, that seems to be the predominant frequencies for DMR access, so I'll be doing some more with that stuff.
Well, the antenna that I'm currently using here is made by a company called Tram. It's a 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna. It's about, I'm going to say about 8-foot long. It's a two-piece fiberglass. It's got a three-radio ground plane kit on it. Anyway, it's not very high off the ground over here. I've got some about 45 or 47 feet of Belden 9913 coax between the radio and that antenna. And I've got a good SWR on the antenna. And it's only about 9 feet off the ground from the ground to the where the ground plane elements are. So once I get that up higher, you know, I can start using lower power with the radio. You know, I got a couple of towers over here, and I got to get at least one of them up.